This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Carol Bowman. The first shipment of the United States' $200 million security support package for Ukraine has arrived in Kyiv, the U.S. Embassy said on Saturday. The delivery followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Kyiv this week amid concerns from Ukraine and its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops amassed at the border with Ukraine. Russia denies planning a new military offensive. Meantime, Berlin is ruling out arms deliveries to Ukraine in the standoff with Russia for now. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said in an interview published Saturday, a few days after Britain started supplying Kyiv with anti-tank weapons. The weapons promised to Ukraine by a bipartisan group of U.S. senators could include missiles, small arms, and boats to help the country defend itself from a potential invasion by Russia. And British Foreign Minister Liz Truss is expected to visit Moscow in February for talks with her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the RIA news agency reported Saturday, citing a diplomatic source. The planned visit comes amid those elevated tensions between Russia and the West over Ukraine. Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made no breakthrough in talks on the issue this week, but agreed to keep talking to try to resolve a crisis that has stoked fears of a military conflict. Residents in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, meanwhile, said they hope for the best but would prepare for the worst. Kharkiv is an industrial city in eastern Ukraine that is home to tank, aircraft, and tractor factories, and it lies 42 kilometers from the Russian border. Ukraine's president has identified it as a possible target of a Russian attack.